Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Here's that Sun-Times editorial. It begins this way today. A week ago, the National Rifle Association told doctors to mind their own business when it comes to guns. Quote, someone should tell self-important anti-gun doctors to stay in their lane. End of quote, the NRA tweeted. That was about as stupid a thing as the NRA has ever said, which is some trick, says the Sun-Times. As if spilled blood respects lanes. As if we don't ask doctors every day to save us from guns. On Monday in Chicago, as if to mock the NRA, America's gun violence lurched right smack into the doctor's lane. Tell us again, NRA, how this is not the business of doctors. Tell us how it's not the business of every fed-up American. Those words written by Tom McNamee, and he joins us on WGN. And yeah. Looks like he's busy back there, too. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Doing okay. Hang on a second.
Yeah, go ahead and grab that.
Someone's trying to call me. I'll just have to hang up on him.
What are you, the editor of a newspaper or something?
Yeah, I'm sitting in my office, and someone just called. Sorry about that.
I appreciate your time here. I'll just keep you for a minute, but I thought it was just thought. Tom, yeah. Don't you have a secretary or an assistant, whatever we call people that help people these days?
No, we don't have that here. So I think I've killed it. So what's up?
Tom McNamee is the Chicago Sun-Times editorial editor. And then you talk about a variety of things there. But first of all, well put, Tom. I appreciated your sentiments in the paper today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Actually, the way that worked, John, was we were writing an editorial about the U.S. Attorney's Office making a much more aggressive effort to go after gun crimes, people who use guns illegally on the streets for the most part, not the kind of thing that happened at Mercy Hospital. And it's part of this campaign we've been doing all year long to try to push for greater sanity in our gun laws, not to dispel the Second Amendment or to take guns away from every hunter and every old lady in a tough neighborhood, but to just bring sanity. And so we wrote this editorial, and then lo and behold, the Mercy Hospital shootings occurred, which, to be honest, John, did that surprise anybody? I mean, it seems like it's one gun tragedy rolling into the next now.
Yeah, that's kind of what my first reaction was. A, what happened?
Yeah.
B, what context do I put it in? And then what do I say or what do any of us feel that's new? Because these are just too common, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, and it's exactly the problem. I don't know. I've been doing this a long time now, and it's sometimes you start to personalize this, or maybe you have to personalize this, or it just washes over you and you don't feel it anymore. So every time you see a 25-year-old kid who's killed just for being a good, or 28-year-old kid just for being a good cop doing his job, we should all look at that 28-year-old cop and remember that could be our son, that could be our daughter, that could be our neighbor. I think part of the problem we have in this country is until it hits home, we don't empathize. We don't understand the pain and the tragedy of what's going on all around us every day.
Yeah. Tamar O'Neill was 38. Officer Jimenez was 28.
28 years old.
Dana Less was 25.
Just a kid. So, you know, yeah. So I think your question to me earlier is, what do you say in a day like this? And yesterday we wrote about the issue of guns. I think today what we'd like to do as a newspaper is just simply honor those people who were killed. You know, we just have to do that. We have to stop, and we have to appreciate who these people were and what they were trying to do, and the decency and the goodness of these people. And maybe that's the best thing we can do for our next editorial.
And maybe not to pick a fight where we have enough on our plate as it is, but this idea that doctors should not be commenting on gun violence, honestly, I don't know how they don't lead on that. They're the ones that have to bandage the bodies up when they come in the door.
Yeah, and exactly right. They're the ones who see it more than anybody. You know, as a newspaper reporter, where do you go every time there's a shooting and the editor sends you out on the street at night to cover that story? You go to the hospital. That's where it's all happening. These people are catching every bit of violence in America as it comes through the emergency room doors. And to suggest that somehow they should stay in their lane and shouldn't take position on guns is just ludicrous.
If you read the editorial in the Sun-Times today, I'm short of time, so I'm going to let you go, but I just want people to see what you also wrote about, Tom, in the paper today, and that is comparing the violence in Chicago to New York City, and you make some very interesting points about that. It's not we're better than them or they're worse than us. It's none of that. It's just perspective, and I think you did a real nice job laying that out. We'll look forward to what you have to say tomorrow and in the future, too, Tom.
Yeah, can I just point out what they said? We said about that? That's really interesting. You know, we have five times more homicides in Chicago than they have in New York. The rate is five times higher, which is a stunning thing. The vast majority of those homicides in Chicago are gun murders. If you take those aside, just look at other homicides in Chicago compared to New York, it's pretty much the same. We don't have a problem with more violent people in Chicago. But we do have more guns.
Yeah, that's the point you make. It's that our violence rate is, you know, per capita about the same, almost exactly the same as New York's. Neither of those are anything to brag about. But the point is, we are more violent with guns. We have a bigger gun problem than we do a violence problem relative to another American city.
Exactly right.
Yeah, interesting point. I'll talk to you another day, Tom. Thanks for your time.
Hey. Take care, John. Bye-bye.
Tom McNamee in the Chicago Sun-Times. He is the editorial editor there.